So I stayed there till after the war was over, and VJ Day, and then they disbanded the General Hospital, 133rd General Hospital. That's what I belong to. So then they shipped us out. The ones that didn't have enough service to get shipped back home, enough time in, they would send them out to these little hospitals on the lines up close, and we'd work up there, waiting just for our time to be up so we could come home. So I only had to stay in only a little over 2.5 years, and then I got shipped back to the States and got my discharge. I didn't sign up for the reserves or anything. I'd had all the army I needed. I just took my discharge and went home.
So you really didn't do much fighting, you just...
No, I didn't. Most of the time, I didn't even have a gun. They wouldn't let you. It was a Geneva Convention thing, said that medical people couldn't carry guns, but they went ahead and shot you anyway. So when we was right up on the line, some of us carried pistols, but usually we didn't even have a gun.
Pretty loud all the time.
Oh yeah, you could hear the shooting. Yeah. And when you was on the ship and they was strafing you with the airplanes and the bombing you, it was loud then. But and the guns on your ships are shooting back, it was loud. But made it through that. 2.5 years.
Did you work all time?
Well, yeah, you had some time off when you was lucky, and there wasn't any big battle going on right now. There'd be a lull in it, you know, and sometimes you get for two or three weeks, you just have so many patients coming in that you just didn't get no time off. But then there'd be a time when there wouldn't be any coming in, and you'd have some time off. But there was hardly anything to do, only walk around. So sometimes if you wanted to, you could go to Manila or to town, but it was a long ways, and you had to get a flight on an airplane. So I didn't like to fly, so I didn't go anywhere, only where I could walk.
You got to be a pretty good doctor then.
No, I wouldn't say that, but I sewed up a few people and give a lot of medication. It was better in fighting, I'd say. A lot safer. But when I come home and signed up for rocking chair money, they called it. You get paid so much until you got a job. So the first thing, they offered me a job at the state hospital because of my training. So I didn't get any rocking chair money because I just didn't want that job. I'd have all that kind of work I wanted, so I didn't take a job there, and so I couldn't go ahead and sign, get any money if they had already offered me a job. So I put my application in at the gas company, and very long before they called and had me come in, and they talked to me and told me what they had to do and wanted to know if I could climb. They had a lot of oil derricks around, and you had to be able to climb or they wouldn't hire anyone. So I told them I could climb anything. So they hired me and gave me a job. I just was 3 days short of being 21 when I'd already got back from the Army. So I went to work for them, and the first day I went out to report for work, they loaded us in an old pickup truck. There was four of us, and they loaded us in the truck with a whole bunch of black paint, you know, probably a 20-gallon can of black paint, and took us up to one of them derricks and said, "Paint that thing." So the other three boys had already worked for them a little bit, so they already knew how to climb and everything. So they said, "Well, you can just climb up a little ways till you get used to it." And I said, "Well, I'm going to just start right with you fellas." So I just went right to the top like they did. And they took a bucket of paint with you and your brush, and you went up to the top, and it was about 90 foot tall, and it was in sections. So there's four sided, so one got on each side, and we started down painting them black. Of course, you got a lot of black on you, but we got so we could do one and tank and everything in a day, and then get cleaned up and ready to go into the office. So we thought we'd get pretty good at it, because when we first started, it took us about a day and a half to do one. But after you got that old black paint on you, you didn't mind it too much. You just, for the evening, take your clothes off, and they'd almost stand up by themselves. Just lean them up there. And the next morning, it's kind of cold getting into, but you just use the same pair of pants and shirts all the time.
What about when you came back? Did they like how it made you do and tell any praise?
No.
Did you come back to this area?
No, just came back. No one didn't even know. I'd only seen you on the street and said, "Hi, when did you get back?" No, you didn't come back a whole bunch at a time. But as far as I know, I was the only one to come back when I did.
What was things better at your house? You went back and lived at your house.
Yeah, I went back and lived at my dad and mom.
And things got better financially?
Yeah, there's better. And of course, when I went in the Army, you got $21 a month. So that's the pay I got. And I bought every other month or so, I'd buy a bond and send it home to Mom. But now, when I got out, when I come out, I was a corporal, and I was getting $56 a month. So you make pretty good money in there now. You didn't get much when I was in there.
So you're working for Hope Gas, painting derricks most.
That's what I done start with. And after like we got them painted that summer. But I worked, had to work a year, and then it's what you call, you get put on by the month. I'd go get, take examination. You got put on by the month. So I got put on by the month, and I had to go out and kept pumping wells. I had a gas engine, which he had the pumpers had to start to pump the oil out of the ground. So my job was to help keep them repaired and the pipelines that took the gas away from the wells, keep them repaired, and pump. When someone went on vacation for a week, someone had to go run their job for them. So that was what I would do, with filling in for vacations and repair lines.
So all the gas was being in this area.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's what everybody worked at about. Unless he was a farmer, he worked for the oil and gas company. So I,
When did you finally move out of your house, out of your parents' house?
Let's see. I was 23 years old when I got married. So that's when
you moved down.
When we got out, I bought the house that we were going to, I bought a little house before we got married, and I'd been working fixing it up. And when we got married, someone was renting it, so we had to wait till he got out before we could move in. So when we moved in, we just had the bare necessities of a cook stove, a secondhand cook stove. He bought us went to Star Furniture in West Union, West Virginia, and bought a couch and a dinette set. Maybe someone would give us a bed. And we started housekeeping. Oh, I had a 41 Ford business people that I bought, and I took it to the garage and had them, the business people, you know, had just a front seat and then a big shelf and then behind that and then a trunk. So I took it to the garage and had them take that bench seat out of the front, and I bought a set of bucket seats out of a 41 Chevrolet and had them put, in it and the little back seat and behind it. So then I had a 5-passenger. That might have been the first 5-passenger, I don't know. But I had that mechanic fix it for me.
Because the war, because the depression was over, and that money was less than bigger moving, and everybody had more things, more cars.
Yeah, they seemed to do a lot better then. Of course, everybody was in the army, and they got $21 a month. Everything, but their jobs, there was a lot more jobs in there, because I don't know why. Economy was a lot better because everybody seemed, the company was all hard. Before I went there, there was nothing going on like that. But they was good to the veterans, because most of the companies, if you were the veteran, they'd hire you if you seemed good at all. So, so it had picked up. So I worked in the gang for the company of repairing and everything like that. And then they wanted to know if I would like a welding job. And so someone takes care of all the welds. So they was making a storage field to store gas in the summer so they could have it for people that needed it in the wintertime so they could ship it to other states.